What up, what up? This your boy Bass. Y'all tuned in to another episode of Ends Podcast. Today, man, we gonna kick it community, but we gonna also talk finances, man. But part of the community, man, what we gonna be talking about. And well, not even what we gonna be talking about, man. We just gonna be informing, educating, and really just going straight to the, you know, to the horse's mouth. You feel me? It's so much talk going on around, you know, just dealing with the whole coronavirus. You see all the government shut down, a lot of layoffs, a lot of people filing for unemployment, a lot of people out of jobs. So to basically to counteract us going into another fucking recession, they're trying to stimulate the economy by giving everybody checks. You feel me? Because they already done did the bailouts of the corporations, and they done did stock market bailouts, and basically the stock market bailout did not work. So now, you know, the motherfucker, people was asking for some type of answer. Like, you helping out these businesses, when is we gonna get some help? So let's kind of go more in depth into it. We on the IRS website. That's what I got pulled up in the background, because that's who's going to be issuing out the checks. And that's basically if they say it, it's facts. You feel me? So it's so much going on about on the internet and all type of stuff. So we going to go straight to the horses, you know, as they say, the head of the horse, hear from the horse's mouth. So we gonna say, you know, so the first section is who is eligible. They call it the impact payment. Economic impact payment. So first of all, who is eligible? It says tax filers who gross income is up to $75,000 for individuals and $150,000 for married couples filing joint returns will receive the full payment. So that means if you make anything below $75,000, you're going to get that full payment. And if you as a married couple, y'all don't make over $150,000, y'all going to get that payment. So for filers with incomes above those amounts, the payment amount is reduced by $5 for every $100 above that $75,000 / $150,000 threshold. Which basically means for every 100 that you got more over, they charge you. I mean, they reducing that amount by $5. Depending on how much more you make, that might not be a lot. But for some, if you're making like $100,000 or something like that, but you stay out in Cali, so it kind of offset. Yeah, that's going to kind of kick in for you. just to be all the way honest. But single filers with income exceeding. Oh, no, actually, before I start speaking about that, they got a section to actually speak on that. Single filers with income exceeding $99,000 and $198,000 joint filers with no children are not eligible at all. So if you're single and you make over 100 bands, you are not getting that check, fam. Sorry to tell you. If you ain't got no kids, let me check that. It said if you don't have children. So if you do got children, let's continue reading. It might be an exception for you. But right now, as we hear, there is no exception. If you don't have kids and you make 100 bands, there's no stimulus check coming to you in your household. If you make $200,000 and you married with no kids, there's no check. Well, it say over $198,000, which is, you know, $199,000, or I don't know if they mean like strictly like if you make $198,050 $1,000, like, you feel me? But just that's that threshold mark. Anything above that, you're not getting that stimulus check, and that is what the IRS is saying. So eligible taxpayers who filed tax returns for either 2019 or 2018 will automatically receive an economic impact payment of up to $1,200 for individuals or $2,400 for married couples and up to $500 for each qualifying child. Ooh, so all y'all that was out there, you know, making them babies, but also, you know, being them full-time parents, man, y'all gonna really, you know, reap y'all benefits. So now here's the real big question. So now we got the first big question out the way is who getting paid, how much we getting paid, and who not getting paid and why they not getting paid. So let's go into the how. How would the IRS know where to send your payment and where is they sending your payment, basically. Most people don't need to take no action. The IRS will calculate and automatically send the economic impact payment to those who are eligible. For those who already filed their 2019 tax return, the IRS will use the information to calculate the payment amount. For those who have not yet filed their 2019, the IRS will use the information from your 2018 filing to calculate the payments. The economic impact payment will be deposited directly into the same banking account reflected on the return file. Man. Now, the IRS do not have any... So now the next question that they have on there is, what do you do if the IRS does not have your direct deposit information? The Treasury plans to develop a web-based portal for individuals to provide their bank information to the IRS online so the individuals can receive a payment, can start receiving payments immediately as opposed to checks in the mail. So, you know, I'm gonna kind of slow it down from right here. You know, we just kind of just wanted to go in and really just go over those two big things, like how are you gonna get it, what are you getting, who qualifies, who don't, and really just go, you know, straight to the horse's mouth. So as y'all see, we on the IRS page right now, and basically this was last updated on March 30th, so this is the most up-to-date information right now. Y'all see, man, it's, well, y'all don't see, but it's April 2nd, so it's about 3 days out. And this is the latest updates, and we do know when it comes down to the government, they update their websites kind of slow. So, but that's all we got for y'all, man. We're going to continue to keep tapping in with y'all, trying to get y'all those community resources, man. Community updates and community information, man. But really, I want y'all to really, like, go back, check y'all information, man. Y'all got to make sure y'all got y'all right bank accounts. That's the real time, the major things that some of y'all got to do, man, making sure that y'all got the right information up there. But as y'all see, they did say in the coming weeks, the Treasury plans to develop a web-based portal for individuals to provide their banking information to the IRS online so individuals can receive payments immediately as opposed to checks in the mail. But as y'all see, that's saying the coming weeks. Emphasis on weeks. And a lot of y'all going without them checks now. So it'd be in your best interest to try to see if you do have something on file, where exactly is that going? You feel me? So if you filed in 2018 and you ain't filed in 2019, you might want to check, did you do direct deposit and where did that direct deposit go? Because, you know, some people, you know, you might flip accounts, not flip accounts like as in like, you know, we ain't talking about, you know, on no fraudulent, but like you might actually like go from one account to another account because you're looking for, you know, the best bank, you know, with the best saving interest rates or something like that. You feel me? So you might be, you know, bank hopping, trying to find the best bank, and the bank you used last year might not be the same bank that you had this year. So that might be for you. You know, you might want to go check that out and go see about that. So it's your boy Bass. I'm about to get ready to tune out. I appreciate all y'all for tuning in. Man, it's another episode of Ends Podcast. And as we always say, y'all the voice of the culture. So I don't want to just be me talking at y'all. I want y'all to talk at me. Leave me a voice message or comment. Man, let's get a discussion going. And one of y'all might be featured on the next episode. But it's your boy Bass. I'm tuning out. Oh, hold on. Before I tune out, don't forget. Go ahead, like, share, subscribe. Man, support, man. Because at the end of the day, man, we are the culture. We are the voice of the culture. And it takes us to make this whole thing go around. It's your boy Bass. I'm tuning out. Peace.